I'm Eitan Shander with Awesomo. We have three plays for you this Saturday on the NBA for prizepicks.com. But before we give you those, we're going to give you our promo code, Awesomo, AWESEMO. And when you use it, when you first sign up to prizepicks.com, we're going to match your first deposit up to $100. Let's look at it. Our first play on Saturday for the NBA slate, prizepicks.com, Bradley Beal. We're going points over 24.5. Last couple of games, outside of a minor little blip there against the Cavs, you've seen consistently getting to at least 24-30. So really, four times, really, you can look at 30-plus points. You're getting to 24-25 more often than not in the month of November. Again, you only have two games throughout the entire month of seven total where he has not hit 24 points. Yes, the hook is in play, but really like Bradley Beal taking advantage of the matchup. And really, when you look at the consistency of how much volume he's always going to have, no matter, including Miami, who's a really good defensive team, it's just even if he shoots poorly for Bradley Beal, he can still get you mid-20s. So I think we take advantage of the sheer volume of Beal against the Heat. Yes, it's not a great squad by any means as far as Washington's opportunity to penetrate, but still, Beal shooting the ball, good or bad, fine for me. I think he can get over that 24.5. Our second play, Julius Randle, we're going to go under the rebounds, 8.5 posted rebounds. He's only hit over 8.5 once in the last four games. Even this month, it's really just hit or miss. A lot of volatility with Julius Randle, where he's gone over this number convincingly, and he's on the opposite, failed to hit this by a pretty wide shot. So not going to take a chance here. Like Julius Randle going over points, don't get me wrong, but when it comes to rebounds, I can see him settling in somewhere around that 7, maybe 6 range. Houston, we don't know how much they're going to be up the Knicks, and if, in fact, you can expect a full game for Julius Randle, especially since that's at, you know, looking at the location of it as well. For Randle, I think better off to play it safe here and go under 8.5 rebounds, especially looking at the inconsistencies of boards for the Knicks big man over really the last four or five games. Last, we're going under Seth Curry threes at 2.5. Now, Curry's launching, but he's just not hitting anything. And even when he's shooting well, he's not going over that number two. If this were at two, and we know that the hook is always in play with the books, player props, here on prizepicks.com, that gets removed every now and again. You get a flat number. I would love playing this over two, but since it's at 2.5, I can't take that risk. He has yet to go over in, what, six straight games for Seth Curry, stuck at that two number. He's only gone over 2.5 twice this month, and that came at the start of the month, the first two of the first three games of November. So he is definitely not in this make mode by all means. And although he's taking a ton of shots, he took 8 threes in that win against the Denver Nuggets, still only hit 2. So we're going to fade Seth Curry and go under 2.5 threes. All right, Bradley Beal over 24.5 points, Julius Randle under 8.5 rebounds, and Seth Curry under 2.5 projected threes. Put him in a flex play. You must hit 2 out of 3 in the entry. And if you do, you're going to win 1.25 back what you put in. Hit all 3 in the flex play, you'll win 2.25 back. Now, put them in a power play. You're going to get a bigger return, but you have to hit all 3. And when you correctly do, you'll hit 5 times your entry fee. Before you do anything, use our promo code AWESEMO, AWESEMO, and we'll match your first deposit up to $100. I'm Eitan Shander. Have a great night.